Welcome to the Pastor and Intern Podcast. My name is Eric. I'm a pastor on the podcast. I'm here with Will, the intern, and we're also here with Jenna. Jenna, how are you doing?
I am great.
Good. Good. Glad to have you.
Feeling good.
Good. How you doing, Will?
I'm here.
Yeah. Will's here. Will's had a little rough of a morning.
It's practically normal. I mean,
it's like he lost a best friend in his car.
Every morning before we start this thing, there's something else going on.
Yeah. So what are we talking about first, Will? What are we talking about? What are we diving into?
The news, as always.
Awesome. Let's do it. But before we do it, I just want to say that we've done all of this pausing church because of the virus and all that stuff. So here at First Baptist, we're going to have most of our stuff online. And so if you're interested in that, just find our Facebook page and all of that stuff will be available to you. And we're trying to be as available to you as we can because we know you're just stuck in your house. And if you're not, you will be. And we're trying to provide things for you to watch and be able to worship and things like that. So,
how much more money do you get for saying that promo?
$0.
You didn't get a raise or something?
No. I will pick up my paycheck, God willing, the same day.
I don't know. We may be.
I said God willing. Okay. I'm not testing faith. I'm not doing it. God will be like, we'll see about that.
Yeah, so we are going to talk about the news first. We're probably not going to dive into our theological topic today. We're going to talk about something theological, but we're not going to dive into our normal.
Right. And it was the person of Christ.
It was, and you can also find that on Facebook. So
yes, so you can find that, watch that to your heart's content. So, and we'll keep doing things like that as long as we have to.
Yeah, we will. Okay, so before we dive into like the most obvious thing going on in the news
right now.
Yeah, I know, right? It's pretty insane.
NFL free agency, right?
That's actually my first topic, yes. So that is going on in the NFL right now, the NFL free agency. Yeah. Also, a new agreement that was made.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the new agreement?
Lightly familiar.
Jen, are you familiar with the new agreement?
No.
I know you're a big NFL fan. So
I do not watch
So the NFL
sports.
Came together and they agreed on a thing that we'll talk about in a second. What's interesting about this agreement is that a total of 1,019 of the players, 51.5%, voted for this thing, for the agreement, and 959 voted against it.
Yep.
So it's really close. Here's what it does. As a result, the league has the discretion to increase regular season games from 16 to 17 as early as 2021 and expand the playoff field from 12 teams to 14 as early as the 2020 season.
More games.
Basically, when the season expands to 17 games, the preseason will be shortened from 4 weeks to 3.
Praise the Lord.
I think also
games.
The preseason games.
Yeah, they're a waste of time.
Right? They really are. But it's basically supposed. It also helps the wages and hours of the players. And
it really does, yeah.
People, a lot of things. So you have any opinions on the new NFL? I think it's like the CBA or something they signed.
It's the collective bargaining agreement, yeah.
Oh, so there you go.
Yeah. Well, I follow it every.
Yeah.
Like, so we're in 2010. I was following it then too, so, and it makes me feel really old because I think about
you
it
should.
Back then, and I'm like, ooh,
yeah.
I remember the last time they came to an agreement like this. I like it because it gives some of the more less known players more money, right? They're the practice players, so they're on the practice field getting beat up every day by the players that are really good. And I know that sounds bad, but they are, and they're going to make an average of $100,000 more dollars.
Yeah,
and that's pretty good, right? Like, that's pretty good.
I will go join a practice field.
But the problem with that is, like, I will get killed every day.
I will get wrecked all the time.
But it's like, so that's happening. But on the flip side, it's not like the better-known players are going to get that much more money. Like,
no.
I think it's like $1 million per year extra. And I know to us, that's like, but, like, to them, that's like nothing.
Well, I think it's good for the I like it for the fan from a fan's perspective.
Oh, of course.
I like the extra game, the longer season.
Fantasy's longer.
Yeah.
Playoffs are longer.
We take fantasy very serious here.
We do. Well, a couple of us do, and some of us just participate.
Two of us in this room are the only really two that do. So. So I think it's good.
It's good for the fans, and I'm a fan, so.
Worth mentioning.
Yeah. I'm good. And Jenna's like, couldn't care less about this topic.
No, she couldn't.
But you know what? I appreciate us diversifying our topics.
That's right. Changing it up.
Good job. Yeah. Bro.
You know what we're not going to talk about today?
What
we're
not going to talk about? I kind of zoned out during all of that.
It's okay. That's all right.
Politics. That's what we're not going to talk about today.
Are you sure?
Actually, we are going to mention it.
I was about to say the Democratic debate was last night.
It was. I know nothing about it other than.
Didn't know that was last night.
So they're usually streamed on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
And it wasn't. Because I clicked on the thing. I was like, yes, I get to watch these old guys yell at each other.
It's because of the COVID-19.
And I clicked on it, and it was like just a 10-minute clip. I'm like, I don't want to watch a 10-minute clip. I want to watch this for an hour and have a good time. Like, that's what I want to do.
And have a good time.
And have a good time. So I feel like because it was on CNN, maybe they don't have an agreement with Twitter or something, so they didn't broadcast it.
I don't know. Maybe so.
Only on CNN?
No, I think they all have a all the news stations have, like...
I don't know.
Each one changes.
Right.
Each debate.
Yeah. So each debate, they've hosted on a different platform.
Yeah.
But okay. So this one was exclusively CNN. On CNN. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So it wasn't on Twitter. And I was like, this is the dumbest
thing. Now, what is interesting about that debate, not necessarily what they talked about, but more about that they did not have an audience.
Yeah.
Both, all the podiums were 6 feet apart because of this virus.
Well, and they're also high risk. So there's that.
They are, actually. You're exactly right.
Actually, and I read a Babylon Bee article that said that they're going to install life alert buttons at the podiums this year.
The Babylon Bee is satire, fake news. But yes. But that is interesting. We're going to talk about it in a second. Let's mention, let's update on the Harvey Weinstein. Weinstein? I said that right, right? Yeah. I don't know why I want to say Weinstein.
Yeah, it's Weinstein.
It is Weinstein, right?
Weinstein.
I don't know why I want to say that. That's my southernness coming out of me. So he is, as we talked about, and Jenna, I don't know, I think this was before you joined the podcast.
Yeah, because I don't really know what.
Okay, so this guy is basically the start of the whole Me Too movement. So there were over, I don't remember how many, but there were tons
He's
and tons
really
of.
He's a really famous movie producer.
Yeah, and who basically sexually assaulted and molested a bunch of different women.
It's like 50?
Yeah, it was a crazy number that came out against him. Anyways, the trial happened a couple weeks ago, and they sentenced him. He got
20-something years?
Cowboys place franchise tag on quarterback Dak Prescott.
Yeah, I said that.
Did you see that?
I said that to you.
When did you say that?
Over the mic.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Well, there you go. I just see, that's how we're doing in the Pastor and Intern podcast. We're getting updated news articles in the moment right there. I really didn't hear you say that.
It's okay.
They also extended Kirk Cousins, which we talked about that before the podcast. So
I was about to explode. I was like, "You crazy. Definitely heard me on that one."
I did hear that one. I did not hear Dak Prescott, though. Anyways, so we talked about how they sentenced him. They got him on two of the charges, but not. Now, but we didn't talk about the official how many years he had, and he has about 23 years is what they sentenced
him to. Yeah,
it was
20-something years, yeah.
So about 23 years, which practically means the guy's going to die in prison.
Yeah, because he's 60-something, but he's like, he can't hardly walk.
He would have to live like over 100.
He's on like a walker, right?
And he's also hasn't been to his trials. I think he also is going to be tried in like Los Angeles or something. Which will probably
Half over.
Yeah,
it's only half over. Yeah,
he's probably gonna spend the rest of his life in.
So how do they? I wonder how they like determine where he's gonna stay in prison at.
Like, he's in Rhode Island, but I don't know.
If he gets tried in two different states and he's convicted, does he serve the first 20 in Rhode Island and then the next 20?
I don't know. Surely not, right? They're gonna just combine them, I would think.
I mean, I don't know what the difference is.
I was gonna say, I don't know why it would matter to move.
I don't either, but that's just weird.
Justice, I guess. Like, you're going to serve in our prison.
Put him in a van, and for 19 hours as you drive to California, don't have the air conditioning on.
Golly, that would suck.
Much longer than 19 hours.
Yeah, it probably is. I just took a rough guess as to how long it would take you to drive. A
couple days.
One side of the country to the other.
More than a day.
Okay, so is the world going to end? I think that's kind of the pressing question right now. Now, that's also a very loaded question, right?
It's
obviously, the world is not. I asked it in that way, but obviously the world is not going to end.
Yeah, we're
going to
be okay.
We'll be fine. We're going to make it through. But I think that's my question right now because the reason I asked that question is because looking for news to talk about on the podcast, about 9 of the 10 articles that would pop up are about
the virus,
the coronavirus or the COVID-19. Which makes sense, right? Because that's just the pressing thing that's going on right now.
Yeah.
Also, stock markets are not doing great because of the virus, but that's a different story.
No, they are not.
So here's my question. Are we overreacting? Are we underreacting to this virus? Are we doing what we should be doing? Churches are closing. Schools are closing. Like we mentioned, the Democratic debate was not in front of a live audience.
Total anarchy.
Restaurants are doing drive-through only. The CDC recommends that anybody over 50 people, any gatherings that have over 50 people, should not meet for about 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Is this a good thing we should be doing, or should we be doing more?
Jenny,
are we doing a just right amount?
I mean,
what do you think?
I personally think that everybody is overreacting and freaking out for no reason. I mean,
sure,
it is a big deal. There are people dying. But like we've said, I mean, the age demographic of it, like, you know, I feel like shouldn't be worried about it.
Yeah.
You know, if you're healthy, if you're, you know, younger than what, like 60 or 70, like,
mm-hmm.
you should be fine. Like,
yeah,
there's no sense in going out and, you know, buying up everything of toilet paper at the store.
Right. Yeah.
And fighting over it. Like, what's the bit? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't see the big
right
deal with it. I mean, how a lot of people, you know, compare it to the flu lately. The flu, sure, has killed a whole lot more people in this country, you know, in the past year than this has so far. And, mm-hmm, you know, when you get the flu, just guess what? You stay home. You stay hydrated. You get vitamin C and you deal with it. Mm-hmm. And then you get up and you go to work and you just, yeah, deal with it. Just like any other time you're sick. But this, it's like, oh my God, this shit's like the end of the world.
What do you think, Will?
Your mom's opinion.
Yeah, I want your mom's opinion.
So I don't know that we're overreacting. I don't know that we're underreacting. I think we're doing about what we should be doing. And here's why I say that. I think, and what I've heard is that, yes, it is true that it probably is not going to affect people our age, right? Those who are younger.
Yeah.
Those who are in their whatever. But it will affect the elderly. And I think the frightening thing is that one of the three of us in this room could currently have the virus and not know it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's less about us having the virus and more about us transmitting it to somebody who it could, yeah, affect more. And so that's why I think that maybe we're not overreacting. Maybe we're doing what we should be doing, to sort of stay away from giving it to somebody who it would really, yeah, affect.
And stay away from older.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I personally don't want to get near my grandparents because,
right,
my biggest fear is, yeah, giving it to them and,
right,
it really, like, just,
right,
being bad.
And that's why you see nursing homes, and hospitals. I mean, all visitation is down.
Yeah.
Because it may not affect you, but it could have really affected
somebody.
Very much affects
you give it them.
To. The elderly, those who are pregnant, even really, really young kids.
Did you know that there's now a newborn case of it? Because,
I didn't know that.
The mom had it when she was pregnant.
Interesting.
So then when the baby was born, it had it.
It had it. Interesting. I'd be interested to follow that kind of story.
At least that's what my mom said. She saw on the news.
Well, I said yesterday, there are people that are overreacting. I mean, people that are,
yeah,
trying to buy thousands and thousands of bottles of hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of crazy. Like, it's kind of obsessive compulsive,
yeah,
right?
I don't understand the buying bottles and bottles of water. Because,
yeah,
if you're stuck at home, you have a sink.
It's
not
know.
Like our power is being shut off.
Right, yeah. The
Armageddon. Yeah, but, so Eric, do you drink the tap water?
No, I don't.
I do.
So there you go.
I do.
That's why.
We're not having that conversation right now.
Eric is one of the ones who goes and buys 50 bottles of
I do. Water. Anyway, so where was I at? I was talking about the virus. So I think,
yes,
there are people that are overreacting, obviously.
Okay.
And I think you could literally Google it,
yes,
to know that people are like...
Just look on Facebook.
Yeah, it's bad. But I also think there are people that are underreacting, like people like severely underreacting. So people like that are saying like it's a hoax or it's not real or this is just the government or the left trying to get us. You know what I mean? There,
yeah,
are those people too. And I feel like those people... I think it's just irresponsible. I mean, you just can't say stuff like that. Maybe there are some people that are trying to use the virus to achieve,
yeah,
something, right? But in general, I don't know that people, because they have a lefter view than you have, are like, yes, I can't wait for this to happen. Like, no, that's not what they're doing.
Yeah.
So I think, especially when it comes to our church, I think we're reacting the only way we know how to react.
Yeah.
Because you'd rather be more safe protect yourself in the long
especially
run.
Especially in our church setting. The
exactly.
age demographic is so much older.
Right.
That if it got in our church and got in the congregation, it would be really bad.
Because there's a large percentage of our church that's over 60.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that's just the way that it is.
Yeah.
And so, and like Will said, I think you said it really well, I don't want to be someone that walks into the church and touches every handle that's carrying it who's absolutely fine.
Exactly.
And then
yeah.
someone
touches
it,
yeah,
and then
give
they
it
die.
To all of
and then
them.
Then a bunch of other people probably have it because the only people they interact with are most likely older
those
people.
Who are their age.
So,
yeah. Yeah.
So I think overall, I think, again, I think the loudest people, and we talk about this on the podcast all the time, the loudest people are the people that are famous or have some sort of, or have like a million Twitter followers, and they're the people that are mostly going, we're all going to die. Or
sure.
Or the this is super serious and
yeah.
y'all need to
yeah.
you know lock yourself in your bed like. And when we hear that, we think, oh, well, they're super influential, then that they know something. But in reality, they really don't know anything, and they're just kind of repeating information. So again, I would just advise people to really continue to listen to faithful sources on this type of thing, like the White House. I think every day has a...
Yeah, they do.
They literally have a doctor that stands up and goes, okay, so this is what's going on. This is how to prevent what's happening. And I've watched a couple of them. I haven't watched all of them because, like, yesterday's, I didn't watch any of them because we were busy. But I think 2 or 3 days before that, they had, like, 3. One at 9, one at 12, and one at 3 or 5 or something like that. And they literally have this expert up there who says, hey, this is what's happening. You know, just... limit your gatherings, wash your hands, you know, if you're deathly ill, go to the hospital, but unless you're deathly ill, don't go to the hospital. Things like that.
You treat it, and I think, Jenny, you made that point well, is you treat the virus just as you would anything, any other normal cold you have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So again, don't just go out and spread, which that leads into sort of the next point, which was what they met, I think it was Saturday at 3, they had a press conference with the president and a bunch of different companies and doctors and things.
Yeah.
And basically, they talked about how there's now going to be a website that you can go to, and you can sort of put in your symptoms in this website, and it'll tell you whether or not you need to be tested for the virus. And then if it tells you that you need to be tested for it, they have like drive-through places where you can go pick up a test and test yourself or be tested for it.
That's cool.
And find out if you have it. Now, the problem with that, well, I guess not the problem with that. I mean, it's a good thing. But there's no vaccine for it. So it's like you can be tested and be positive. But
yeah.
And I guess maybe they help you be in quarantine.
I think they're getting close to a vaccine, though.
Yeah, I think that's interesting, though. I think it's interesting that there's a website where you can put in your symptoms and they diagnose you. I think what we're really seeing in this time, I think we're seeing a lot of good come out of technology.
Yeah.
I think we're seeing it in a unique way that we probably haven't seen it before. And I think it may also show us that we may take it for granted a little bit. But I think... it's a cool thing to be able to see how we can use...
technology has been an option, you know? Like, as great as it is, it's only an option. Like, it's not a necessary thing. Like, we don't have to put our services on Facebook. We don't have to do this podcast, things like that. They're just kind of what we do. But when it's like, hey, you can't meet in a building...
yeah, you can't. Yeah, right.
The only way that you can do this is over the internet. And yet there's still people, you know, watching these services over the internet that are fellowshipping together.
Sure.
By literally typing in a comment section, which blows my mind. But I think that's something that 100 years ago we couldn't have done. And people would just be in their homes, and it would be up to them to do it. And I'm not saying that we can't do it, but I think it's better if we have that option of, okay, they're going to do it, and we're going to participate in it still. So when it's really encouraging to me when I opened it up during Clay's sermon just to see how many people were watching, and it was like 120 devices, and there's probably 3 or 4 people per device watching. So it's pretty good. I think it's pretty good. So
it's just a unique opportunity, I think.
Yeah, I think it is too. I think we're going to look back on this and go, we can do this with what we regularly do. Does that make sense? Like, I think that we can record and put a lot of this on Facebook and the internet anyways. Regardless of if people have to get to come or don't get to come. So that's just my opinion.
So how do y'all think the church can serve others in this situation when you're asked to be in quarantine, when you're asked to be whatever, not to be in contact with other people? I don't know why I asked, added an S there.
Yeah.
How can the church serve in this time, though?
Why don't you go first?
What do you think? You want me to go first?
Yeah, we went first.
Okay. I think the church can serve. I think one way of serving is by quarantining yourself if you have the virus. So I think that's one part of serving because, like we've already mentioned, you're not giving it to those who it could actually really, really affect. I think you could still serve in the ways you give, in the way you fellowship, in the way you... as I've heard a lot is... us canceling services or canceling school or whatever is in a way of us loving others. So I think that's probably the biggest way in my mind.
So why do you think that's hard for people? Why do you think that's hard for people? So let's say I'm 65.
Yeah.
And I've gone to church my whole life.
Yeah.
Probably haven't missed a Sunday. And it's probably been at this church. And they've told me I can't go to church. I've basically been told I can't see my grandchildren and that my grandchildren can't even go to school. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that's hard for some people? Like, why do you think that's hard and people get mad? They're like, I want to go to church. I want to do this. This is what I'm supposed to do. Like, why do you think that that there's some people that really struggle with this idea?
I think, why is there people who really struggle with this idea?
Yeah.
I think part of it is because, like you mentioned, they've done it all their life, so it's what's normal to them. Mm-hmm. So anytime we take away something that's normal to somebody,
it's part of their routine.
Yeah, it's weird.
Every week.
Yeah.
Hopefully, the whole with the church situation, they know that it's what's biblically encouraged of us. I would probably say commanded of us, but I don't know that others would go that far.
I would.
To go to church, to be in fellowship with others, which I think is why, and that's the whole point of my question, because we've got to figure out how to do that well, even through a virus. But anyways, so I think that's hopefully the Holy Spirit's pushing them to say, you need to be in fellowship and community with one another.
Sure.
So it's weird in that way.
I think it's about perspective. I think I think it's easy for me as a person to look and see how things benefit me, because that's literally what we do, right? If this doesn't benefit me, I'm not going to take part in it. Or if I don't find value in this, I'm not going to do it. And so then when you say, hey, the thing that you like and take value in and you love, you can't do, then you start saying, oh, okay, I don't know how I feel about this. And some people choose to say, I don't like this. But I think it takes perspective to say, okay, I'm actually loving my neighbor by not coming to church. I know that sounds weird.
Yeah,
but I'm loving my neighbor by not doing that. And I don't know that a lot of people view it that way.
No.
I think it's easy for us to do, right? It's easy for us in retrospect because we're not affected by the virus. So our first thought is, well, I'm loving my neighbor when I don't go to church because I could be a carrier mm-hmm. of this disease. But a person that could be deeply affected by it may not view it that way. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like they may know that information, but they're like, I want to go to church. I don't really care. I want to go to church. So I think it's about perspective.
Yeah.
I think it's harder for them because they don't have that perspective, because they're dealing with it in a more real way than we are. And they just want to come to church. That's what they want to do.
Right.
Which I respect.
Which is a good thing.
Which I respect. But at the same time, I'd rather you live. So
yeah. Got to keep everyone safe. So do you think, so with this idea of canceling church services all around the globe, right? Not just in our community, but everywhere. Is this something that we should keep doing? Are we endangering our Christian walk and Christian witness and things with us continuing to cancel church services?
It depends on what you mean by cancel. So if you're saying cancel and not have anything offered, I think that's
no. I mean in-person meeting.
Okay, no. Then I think we're okay.
Okay.
But I think
even up to like 8 weeks of not doing?
I didn't say great. I said okay.
Okay.
I think it's okay. Because it's one, it's circumstantial, right? It's not
yes.
like it's not like we're like, all right, guys.
Not by choice.
We're not going to come to church for 8 weeks
yeah, exactly.
and be in prayer for 8 straight weeks over this one thing.
So right.
No, that's not what we're doing. That's dumb. We're not doing that. But at the same time, number one, circumstantial. And number two, we still have the ability to say, okay, let's lean in on this, right? Like, we're forced into this area, right? So if we're forced into it, hey, let's not just give up and go home. Because like yesterday, like, we could have phoned it in yesterday, right? And not done anything.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
no one would have cared.
No.
No one would have blamed us. No one would have said, man, that class that only less than 10 people go to that Eric teaches, man, I'm really sad that they're not doing that online. No one would have said that. No one would have,
no, they wouldn't.
Right? But we did it anyway and got a pretty good response out of it. And youth was the same thing. No one else did their ministry last night.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. And that's not a humble brag at all. I'm just saying that we could have not done it and people would have been like, man, you know what I wish they would have done? Live streamed Eric and Will's opinion on random things. Yeah. No, they wouldn't have done that. But I think, though, you see good things come from that because you lean into it, not away from it. So I think we need to be a church that leans in on that kind of thing and not lean away and just say, you know what, I'm going to go home and spend the next 3 days with my kids. Because that's what I want to do. Like, I want to be at home playing with my 2-year-old and spend time with my wife. That's what I want to do. But at the end of the day, I think that it's good for us to say, hey, people are stuck in their home anyway. Why don't we just, and they're going to be on Facebook anyway. So why don't we why don't we just put something in front of them that they can watch? So, and they can interact with. So it's because it's not just that we can stream things like Netflix or something, but people actually can comment or say, hey, I'm enjoying this, or it's good to be here, or things like that. So I just think that, I'm never going to be one that says I'm really great with not having church. But at the same time, I think that we need to take a really good opportunity to do something.
Yeah. So I think you said it well with the circumstantial. It's not, we're not by choice not doing this, right? So if there is, I mean, if your services do come back whenever they do, that we didn't hopefully give you an opportunity now to be like, oh, well, this is nice. I'm just never going to go back and do this all the time.
Yeah.
It's still more important to meet in person, but if you have to do some sort of online format, that's also not bad. Right. Because I think it unsettles me a little bit to think of the long time or the long term thing we're doing here. Or not, I don't say here as in, I mean, the church as a whole, everyone.
Yeah.
Because you're sacrificing a lot of things, I think. But again, I think it also shows you a good side of technology. So,
yeah, I think so too.
So, Jenny, you got any thoughts on the?
I mean, I feel like, I don't know if this kind of like goes along with that or not, but I guess just kind of talking about perspective, mm-hmm. you know, taking the right perspective from different things. I feel like one good thing to this whole situation going on is the fact that some families are just having to stay together at home. And I think that's a good thing for some families mm-hmm. because, you know, today's day and age, we're always busy and we're always gone constantly and doing all these different things. And so, I mean, my family, I mean, the way I was brought up, we're all super close. Like my brothers are my best friends.
Sure.
And then my parents, like we all love just being together at home and hanging out and watching movies together. Mm-hmm. And a lot of families aren't like that. So I feel like this is almost a good thing for families to kind of have to be together yeah. and maybe grow that bond back again mm-hmm. and not be so separated constantly. Mm-hmm. So yeah. That's just one of my takes on it.
Because I can't remember besides being a little kid, I don't know that I even remember people being settled in at home until like 7 o'clock
yeah.
when I was in high school. And now I feel like stuff is so streamlined and available. I don't know that families really get settled into their house until 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, like you've got practices and you've got homework and then you've got dinner somewhere in there, you know, things like that. And so I agree with you. I think that's a good point. I think that we're so separated sometimes that being together might feel foreign, you know, a little weird.
Yeah. You know? Some families might not like it because there may be some chaos exactly, going on. Right? But
and then that, but I feel like what people also don't think about is because, you know, Pierce County is going to be out of school for a while, but people don't really realize like, people are going to have to take off work to take care of their kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know that people really realize that, like me, who has a 2-year-old and his wife stays at home, like, it would be so easy for me to go, man, it's whatever. You know, like that yeah. could really take that. But, oh, it's life anyway, you know. But some people have to work. Like, they have to pay for their mortgage. They have to pay for their car. They have to go to work. They've got to pay their bills. But if their kids are at home.
Yeah. What are they going to do?
Childcare's not
It's a good time
cheap.
For daycares.
But hey.
If you're watching kids,
which is bad though, for you. Because if they're not at school because they don't want to spread the virus, mm-hmm. you know, but then if you can't be with them at home and you have to send them to a daycare, well,
you're
guess what?
The
there's
same
there's
thing.
Just as much of a chance.
Right. But I do know some high school students that if you need a babysitter,
yeah,
they'd be good at it. So
they would.
I know some.
We'll just start handing out numbers. Here
yeah.
you go.
Yeah.
Who Try
gave
this
you
person.
This? I'm not going to tell you that.
Who knows? All right, so let's have a little fun.
Okay.
Here, okay. So if you were stuck in quarantine in an empty room.
Oh.
Okay. For the virus, for the coronavirus.
Yeah.
So you've got it, you're stuck in quarantine. Empty room, there's nothing else in there. And I put 5 things, but we can bring that down to 3 if that makes you feel
yeah,
better.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay? Let's do 3, yeah.
And could only bring 3 things with you. What would those 3 things be? You're in quarantine for 14 days, let's say.
14 days.
14 days, 2 weeks.
Am I by myself?
You're by yourself.
Okay.
An empty room. Well, I mean, you don't have to be. You can bring 3 things with you.
Are there outlets in the said room?
We'll give you 1 outlet.
I know. I'm just like, is there like a bathroom in this
room? No, no. You are in just an empty room.
You bring a toilet.
That's hilarious. I would bring my bathroom.
You're going to have to dig a hole in the ground.
Porta potty.
Yeah.
Pull it in here.
Yeah.
And a hose to set up through it that I could shower myself with.
So I think let's do it this way. Let's each name just 1 thing and keep going till we get to 3.
Okay. Why don't you go first? Okay. It's your question.
I'm going to bring my Bible.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Okay. I'm going to bring.
Okay. So is Wi-Fi available?
I
mean, this is 2020. Is it available?
Sure.
Or not? Okay, good. Okay.
Sure.
That helps me.
I probably would bring my Xbox.
Okay.
I probably would.
What about you, Jenna?
You're going to bring a screen, too? What you going to hook it into?
That's a good question. That's Shoot. That's
and there's the controller. That's your 3 items.
Dang.
He's going to
die in
there.
Jenna is wrecking my...
She is, yeah.
I don't know.
And games are separate also. Unless there's Wi-Fi. You can just buy them through the
Xbox.
I've
got games on the Xbox.
That's true.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So...
Yep.
Ooh.
What about you, Jenna? We'll come back to Will. He's strong right now.
I mean, lots of food.
Okay.
So you're thinking I'm bad when I get bored. I just automatically want to eat food.
I do too.
Which would be bad because for 14 days, I'd gain a lot of weight.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's going to happen. I think that's going to happen to people. I'm like, man, I weigh a lot more than I used to work. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything. Mm-hmm. What would I bring with me? I think I would bring my Jonathan Edwards book because at this point, it's never going to get read in the history of the world. It's like 500 pages. Okay. And I'm like 300 pages in. But I couldn't even tell you the last thing I read about it. Anyway, but it's like, there's parts of it that are really intriguing, but most of it is born of sin. And so you're like, as you're reading all of it. And so I think 14 days I could read 200 pages.
Because literally have nothing else to do. Because
I literally have nothing else to do. So that's the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah. My first thing would probably be my phone. I think I'm going to bring my phone.
Okay. You want to bring your phone with you?
Because I can read on my phone. I can.
True.
Obviously stay updated on. Yeah, so I can do a lot of things through that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
Okay, great.
That'll be my first thing.
Okay.
All right, so let's do second thing then.
Okay.
You got a second thing? Speaking of your first thing, so if there was one like food item you had to bring, what's like your favorite food item?
Because
obviously you're not bringing something you have to cook, right? Because you can't cook.
I mean, my
cook.
Favorite food is pizza, but you can't like bring pizza and it lasts for 14 days. Probably just a lot of protein bars.
Protein bars. That is the most workout I've ever heard.
You bet I'd be working out in that room like every day because I'd be so bored. I'd just be exercising. Doing
push-ups.
Comes out just ripped. Swole. What else would you bring?
What's your second thing?
I mean, I don't want to say phone because you said phone, but I definitely would bring it. Or book. I mean, I hate reading, but I feel like that, I mean, you got nothing else to do, so it kind of forced me to read.
Yeah. Okay.
I bring a pillow.
Pillow? That's a good one. Yeah. I think I'm going to lean in on that answer. I think I'm bringing my bed. Like, I just...
Your whole
the
bed?
The whole bed.
My whole bed, yeah. The whole thing. Probably just the top mattress part, and I just lay it on the floor. Like, I need that thing. Because I have a purple mattress. Not that they endorse this podcast, but that purple mattress is literally one of the greatest investments I've ever made.
Yeah, I could do without a pillow if I had a mattress.
Exactly.
Yeah. I usually end up using my arm as a pillow somehow. Yeah. I like to just sleep on it, like curled up under my head in a weird way. Yeah. So
you wake up,
yeah,
and your
mattress
arm's
is
like
a
sore.
Really better, in the world. Better answer.
If I could nap 3-4 times a day, that time's going by
quick. That's true.
So there's that. So what about you, Will? What's your second thing? Are we on your second thing?
Yeah, second thing. If it was right now, I'd probably bring my laptop.
Okay.
Because I have to do schoolwork somehow. So that's fairly important.
Yeah, it is.
I would fail.
You would fail if you didn't have your laptop.
So that would also be important.
What about you, Jenna? What's your third thing? Your final thing? It's pretty tough.
Yeah.
It is.
It's
really is when you're thinking about it.
Ooh, I'm really struggling.
Go ahead. You got your third thing?
Part of me wants to say, you know, like clothing. You're not just in the same clothing for 14 days.
Sure.
But at the same time, I mean, you are just by yourself for 14 days. And like, if nobody's seeing you, then I mean, does it really matter? Like what you look like, what clothes you're wearing. Yeah. So I'm going to give the most musician answer and just say my keyboard.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I could write a lot of songs in 14 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you, if you got nothing
else
to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Write about how bored you are.
Right. Okay, so I'm trapped between two. Okay.
Okay.
I'm thinking a treadmill. Okay. Cause
if, okay.
Like, just I run circles around the room.
You could run a lot in that 14 days. But I'm also really torn between that and my coffee maker. I'm really torn. Like my physical capabilities.
None of us said water either.
Exactly.
So we're all just going to die of dehydration.
is it my physical capabilities I'm worried about or my mental capabilities? Because if I don't have coffee, my mental capabilities after about 12 or 1 are cut in half.
I'd have headaches constantly if I didn't have any coffee.
I'm going to lean in on the coffee. Okay? So if you put a gun to my head, I'm like, it's the coffee. It's
I mean, you can do workouts. You can just jump around to get, you know, get your heart going.
That's true. So, all right, Will, what's your final? What's your final?
I'm thinking... the purple bag of Doritos is what I'm thinking.
Those spicy chili or whatever it is.
Those are my favorite kind.
They are.
And it's funny that I don't know what they're called.
That's the only Doritos I like.
Yeah, but it's the
I
purple
bag. I hate Doritos.
Bag.
Sweet and spicy chili.
Yeah,
that's
there you
it.
Go.
Yeah.
Because that's the only ones I actually think taste
big
good.
Big fan of the purple bag. So
interesting.
I'd get the biggest bag I could find.
Yeah.
Actually, We'll change that.
Okay.
I'm going to get like the assorted bag.
Okay.
So we have options.
Yeah.
Instead of
just tired
one.
Of the one flavor by like 2 days.
Day two. I'm feeling
And two then they never have like, you never have just a bag where you like everything in it. You know, like they always have like the really good, like give like Doritos and Cheetos. Yeah. And then you like, they throw in the Fritos. And you're like, oh, really?
I like Fritos. That's
my favorite.
I'm not a big fan of Fritos.
Which I'm just not a big fan of chips in general. I'm not a big chip person.
I'm not really either. I don't really eat them.
Now, if you like
less today,
put like cookies or like Oreos, oh god, it'd go down. They'd be gone in a day. Yeah. It'd be bad.
All right, well,
who knows?
Was that the final question?
Yeah, that's all I got.
Hey, those were good.
Y'all have anything about the virus? I think it's better for us to overreact than underreact.
Yes, you don't want to be sorry.
So I think it's better.
True.
It's better for us to be over, just like they say, it's better to be overprepared than underprepared. I think that's part of the reason you're seeing everything do what it's doing.
Yes.
And so I think that's something good. But if y'all have anything else, that's all I got. So you don't have anything else, do you?
No, I don't have anything.
No other news to add, anything you want to
talk out?
No. Jenna's got a new music video coming out this week, right?
Or should be coming out this week sometime.
Should be, okay. So be looking out for that. What's the song?
It's called Break Me.
Break Me. And you have a new album, right?
Yes. Called Made for This.
There you go. So go check that out. But we are for the Word, for the Church, and for the Truth. I messed that up again, but that's okay. Thanks again for listening to the Pastor and Intern podcast.